What's up, guys? This week on Pet Food Out, we have Ganny Man joining us from FF Encyclopedia. We have Mushy Waffles joining us as well from our forums. We're going to talk about the new job that was released over the weekend at the Osaka event, the Scholar, as well as jump into some of the other details that were released. So hope you enjoy the show.
Pet Food Alpha!
Hello and welcome to another exciting episode of Pet Food Alpha. We are the podcast bringing you the biscuit on all the latest Final Fantasy XI news, community, and more. My name is Steak.
My name is Fusion X.
I'm Chinchilla.
We have two very special guests with us today. First, joining us from the Diablo server, who goes by Mushy Waffles, who is also Mushashi, right?
Right.
Right. Welcome to the show. Also, we have joining us once again is Ganny Man, who hails from what server was it again?
Phoenix.
Oh, yes, that's correct. Sure. Good call. I forgot. I'm sorry.
We'll forget this time.
Anywho, we have a very exciting show. Lots and lots of stuff. Oodles of things to cover this week. So I guess we should might as well just get started.
Right. Yeah, the big thing is the new job that was announced in Osaka, Scholar.
Yay!
Yes.
Pretty interesting.
Interesting. Very interesting. Basically, from what we can tell, the job looks as though it's going to be some sort of white mage slash black mage slash geomancer, maybe?
Maybe. I think it has elements of geomancer in it, because a scholar can change weather effects for certain party members, which is
so
something,
cool.
Which is kind of, you know, because when you think of geomancer, you think about, you know, something to do with, you know, the weather or the terrain or something like that. And in a game like Final Fantasy, I don't know if, you know, the developers probably looked at geomancer and they said, you know, I don't know if we can do all of this like how it used to be in the other games, so maybe we just add this on to something else.
What if they're like just setting it up so that you have a geomancer that does skills based on the weather, and if you have a scholar, then the scholar
that could
can
be
like,
it
give
too.
The geomancer whatever that's, weather effect they need.
That's a good idea.
It sounds like their magic is going to be switchable, like a blue mage changes their magic.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. Could be.
It really? Doesn't sound like you're going to have the ability to cast anything whenever you want. It sounds like something you'll have to set a spell or set a group of spells.
From what I've been reading, it's like, okay, a scholar can use white magic and black magic, but it can only use one kind at a time. So I don't know if it's going to be like blue mage where you like set your spells, but it might be where you just need to set up which type of magic
you
want to use.
Well, I was reading that, like, you have to switch between, they're called grimoires, like, that's the picture of the scholar with the book.
The book, right, that's what I heard.
Yeah, you have to switch between, like, white grimoire and black grimoire, and what I had read, I don't know how, like, great it is, it looked like a translation, but it said that when you're in white grimoire mode, your white magic spells, they have a lower MP cost and a faster cast, but your black magic spells, while you're in white grimoire mode, will have a higher MP cast and a higher cast time.
And vice versa.
Yeah.
Kind of like Yin-Yang, sort of.
Well, it said, from what it said, it says it's like Hasso and Sagon. You can switch them interchangeably, and there's, like, no timer on them.
Well,
which seems a little, like, it seems like without a timer,
there's still, like,
going to
be at least, like, a three-minute timer.
Like, something, but like, they can,
you know, 100%.
Well, Sagon and Hasso only have, like, a minute recast timer, I think.
But I mean, like, even if you could switch them, like, every second for each
right.
spell, that would totally defeat the purpose.
I think another thing, too, that I read, I'm not, you know, again, it looked like it might have been a translated source. It talked about being able to, like, stack recast or something for a spell, and then, like, let it all go at once. Did you read that? Yeah, so I don't know how that'll work. It might be something where you need to be in that certain, you know, black, or, you know, you might need to keep black magic thing on for a little bit to do that or not. Or keep the light magic on.
Real quick.
Yeah, I think somebody...
Because the wording was really weird.
Yeah.
I don't remember
they
if
did
it's
say
a
they,
spell or not.
They did say they were thinking it's going to be a good sub-job, too.
Right. I mean, and that's very true if they're having, you know, things that'll reduce, like, MP costs and stuff like that. That'll be really nice.
And that would be like the best sub job for Red Mage, because you could just, depending on what you're doing, if you're like healing in a merit party, use that white Grimlock or whatever the heck it's called.
It sounds
I'm so excited. I am so excited for this job.
From what I understand, you're not just going to be using existing white and black magic only. It looks like there's going to be specific scholar spells that are both white and black. So
yeah.
You know, it's not just going to be like, you know, being a sub white mage or a sub black. There's going
to
be like...
I bet the quest to unlock this job is going to be like you have to take some like long imaginary like test thing. So no one's even going to have it unlocked for like 3 weeks after the expansion comes out.
Nah, they wouldn't do that.
I found the thing about the store and the abilities. From what this says, it says that you can each grimoire like has its own set of abilities assigned with it, and you can they normally have. A recast of 4 minutes, and you'd have to wait 4 minutes to use it again, but you can store it up to like 3 times and use it over and over again. But that's like, it says pertaining to an ability, so.
Yeah, that'll be, it's kind of, it's, I don't
wait,
know.
Wait, so there'll be
weird.
Like different abilities, like.
From what I understand.
Of, I'm confused.
Yeah. From what I understand of the Scholar, is like it has all the magic, but it's not. As strong as either of like a white
right.
Major.
Well, that makes sense.
Because that would
I'm
defeat
sure
the purpose.
Stated, I'm pretty sure they stated that they're not going to have access to all the magic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know either way, but I guess they get like special abilities that help them do other things.
I can't
very
wait.
Interesting.
Can't wait.
Well, we've got pictures out on our site to go check out the little
AF
outfits
is pretty
there.
Cool, too. It's got like
it's
the little like cool. Scholar cap, it's and it's got glasses in there.
It's got like a cap
skirt.
And tassel
a
and a skoit.
Job that was
so
a skirt.
Little fuku action.
What?
What? Keep your fuku to yourself.
Put that fuku away, son.
Fuku you.
You shouldn't be saying right, that so close to your baby.
I know.
Oh, okay. Oh yeah, you know, I meant to mention we have sort of an indirect guest joining us today. I've got the baby here in the drawer, sleeping here while I do this thing. So, lol, baby.
Take your kid to work day for steak.
All right. Nice. Yes.
All right. Sweet.
Oh, one last thing they mentioned that the scholar may be a good mage support job.
Definitely, if it's you know helping to enhance white or black magic spells, you know it could be a decent sub for you know black mage, red mage, or you know white mage. I think I'm honestly gonna take this guy to 37 and I'm gonna sub it on my Derg and just see what happens.
Well,
just go from there.
It's got magic.
Well,
it's a new
like,
job.
Like, you know how there's all those, you know, everyone's racing out to level these new jobs. So
right.
Parties are usually easy to get, but unless, and you know, most of them come with a PL, but if they don't, you know, you're stuck with like 4 blue mages and like a white mage, you know,
right.
Like that's your party, mm-hmm. Like 1 to 75. And I'm thinking like if Scholar really does have like, you know, they're open to black magic, then they'll just be
you
able
might
to
just
solo
be able to
like
grab
black
a couple
mage
of them
does.
And yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Which would be pretty cool.
They don't look like tanks though.
No, not at all.
So you might have to be careful.
They look pretty laid back.
Oh. There might be some armor
like,
under this, like
don't
stockings.
Hurt yeah. me. Don't.
There's still a good chance they're gonna announce another job though. They're probably waiting for FanFest.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I would. That's what I would guess. I don't think it's over here. I mean, it makes sense. They usually put the jobs in threes.
Well, Scholar and Dancer are so like left like out of nowhere. You know what I mean? Like, where
I think
everyone's
whatever
kind
job
of expecting
is
like
over.
The Geomancer or the Time Maid. So I bet like Geomancer gets released or something at the Fan Fest.
I think we're gonna see another job that nobody.
Yeah,
expects
out of left.
I agree. I think it's gonna be a surprise, whatever it is.
Yeah, like, everybody's guys, like, Time Mage, you have to have Time
no,
Mage.
You don't.
Time Mage.
Oh, Time Mage is so lame.
I can't wait to laugh when it doesn't come out.
Right.
Me too.
True that.
Well, if you look at
did you guys read the rumor about like wrestler?
I remember hearing that.
Wrestler.
That seems kind of
wrestlers.
I don't know.
It's just like imagine terror wrestlers.
Yeah.
Juggernaut.
As long as there's like some ability where they're like off the ropes. Like an announcer's calling out. Job's acceptable. Without that, yeah. No.
Oh god, no, no. Party macros.
I think if you look at the jobs that came out with Idergon, you have Corsair, which was like a damage dealing like support job, which is looking what like Dancer might be. And then you had Blue Mage, mm-hmm. which just kind of casted a little bit of everything, which is looking like Scholar. And then you had Puppet Master,
which was like, which, lol.
Yeah, I don't know. We're talking about how they might just throw us something out of left field. Maybe it'll be a tanking like pet job.
In the defense of the Puppet Master, I bet
Square's done
fun.
With pet jobs.
I hope they
I
are.
Bet they're just totally done with them.
After Puppet Master, I mean, no offense to Mushy, of course.
You know what, though? You guys are all forgetting the variable. We still don't know what the hell that cat thing was.
That's true.
So, yeah,
the cat thing is the new job.
Maybe.
Morph maybe into we'll a cat thing and you just rule
maybe
the
you
world.
Could, like, be some sort of like shapeshifter and take on some.
Dude, who knows?
Turn into Yoda Pope.
Impossible to process by the PS2 graphical changes there.
POL has closed.
Yeah.
It was exploding.
Anyways, speaking of Dancer, they announced some different stuff about the Dancer. First of all, dances will be used to heal party members.
Awesome.
Steps used to enfeeble targets. We figured all these anyways.
Yeah, we figured there would be some kind of enfeebling type
Except
of thing.
Except for the last one. The last one I never
flourishes. It says flourishes used with steps for special effects.
That's awesome.
Who knows?
Which should be also, interesting, yeah.
Also, and finally, dancer abilities will require TP. Lol.
You know what I think about this, too, when we were talking about Scholar with like the stacking the abilities up to cast them at the same time? That sounds almost kind of similar to how you use flourishes with steps, maybe. Like, you're combining abilities for more powerful effects, you know what I mean?
Yeah, true.
I'm excited to see what they mean by like how they're gonna.
I think
make
they
it
just
work.
Mean is like you set a step to a weapon skill kind of a thing, so that maybe you don't set it, maybe it's prearranged, you know. So like when you do an attack, you get you know like additional effect slow maybe. On the mob, or you know just as a dumbed down example.
Right.
But we'll see. You don't really know. So.
Yeah, and there will be male dancers. They. Have a picture of a male
yep.
Hume.
That's true.
I don't know why they picked the one with the beard. yeah. That just makes it look all the more
just
disturbing.
So there'd be no confusion.
Yeah.
That's because he's
no
the
more
sexy
confusion.
Model.
Word. They also mentioned some other really cool things that'll come out with the expansion, like the macro palette will be expanding to 4,000 buttons.
That's a lot of
macros.
That's
insane.
That's for all you mages out there that have been complaining about like gear swaps and stuff.
It's not the amount of palettes, though. It's the amount of lines in each macro.
That's what I was just going to say. They need to make it like 15 lines or 10 lines or something.
We'll
I don't know, maybe not.
I mean, who knows how they'll be
looks like they will be adding two more Gobby Bag quests because they're going to increase it to 70.
Which is very nice.
Now,
so.
There were five each one.
Yeah.
Very, very nice. For the cavernous mauls. I don't know why I said
carnivorous.
It looks, it's close.
The cavernous maws, which look like the portals to go into the past. There will be no cost for them. Now, this is all information that has come from the Osaka event.
Right.
You know, this is, you know, anyways. Another cool thing that they announced was that players will be able to invite people into their Mog House.
Which is something we had hinted at a little earlier, but now it's officially confirmed, which will be pretty cool.
It's a good idea.
Yeah.
You know, they did it in, what was it, Phantasy Star Universe, I think. You could do that. You could bring people into your Mog House, as it were. Anyways, they said that Gil will be used in the past. So when you go in the past, you're not going to have to, like, get your money translated into, like, pesos or anything. You know, it'll be Gil.
They had, like, Border Patrol sitting outside of the Cavernous Maws.
So, like, you need to pay ancient currency.
I'm going to see some, like, random NPC, like, trying to monopolize on the fact that people can travel back in time. It's like, oh, you want to go back in time? Yeah, that'll be 1,000 gil.
Yeah, 1,000 gil?
Like, what? There's, like, a little coin dispenser on the side of the cavernous mall. It's, like, 25 cents.
Additionally, it says delivery boxes and Mog House services will be available in the past.
Which is pretty cool.
It says that auction houses and several town vendors will not be available in the past.
That's kind of a disappointment.
It is kind of.
It makes sense. It makes sense, but they could have just done something and be like, oh, Moogles and magic and made it work, you know?
Yeah, right.
Maybe it's like they don't want everyone
to crowded. They won't throw, like, the three new jobs, like Blue Mare. Blue Mare, yeah. Ooh.
What's a Blue
Mage or Sarah Puppet Master AF into, like, Dynamis.
Blue Mare?
So of course they won't. Blue Mare?
Next will be the Dance Master.
Yeah. Dance Master.
Sounds like an exercise program, like Taibo or something.
Sounds like river dancing.
One and two and kick.
That'll
and
be the
punch
2 hour for Dancer.
And
okay.
Twirl.
Finally, and most randomly,
yeah.
During the final Einarjar battle, the only way to evade "quote unquote" his special attack is to kneel and pray.
I don't know where this came from.
The funniest part of this is that you could take it kind of just like if he uses this attack, you're just bumming. You're dead. Like
right.
That's why it's
the
funny.
The thing that's kind of like strikes me as odd about this is that from, you know, what I've been hearing from a bunch of people is like they can barely, you know, they have trouble even beating, you know, one Einarjar chamber, let alone the 9 in order to get into the final chamber. You know, so
yeah,
it's like we don't want to know like how to beat Odin. We want to know we need this to be just a little bit easier so we can actually get to Odin, then we'll worry about fighting him. And
yeah,
then
right.
It's like, on the other end, it's like, we're still having problems with absolute virtue. That you know, Square Enix is kind of being a little stingy on, like, giving us any advice for that. They keep, like, talking about regens. Like, we don't want to know about that. Like, you've told us that.
To kneel.
Right. Maybe you just have to wave to absolute virtue.
Absolute virtue is
like
slash
pray.
Well, here's an idea.
You cure him, and he dies, and he gives you drops.
Well, AV is classified as a dragoon-type mob, right? Maybe if you just, like, type in a command to, like, invite him into a party.
Well,
that was kind of lame.
You know what? People laughed at that one. That doesn't count as a bad joke. People laughed.
I think we're laughing at you, not with you.
I'll take whatever laughter I can get.
Let us continue, shall we? Yeah. Miscellaneous Crystal War Revisited.
This looks pretty cool. This stuff has been in the DATs for a long time, but basically it's a new event that's coming out on November 8th, where you're going to be going into different beastmen areas like Castle Astrosia and stuff like that, and you're going to be capturing crystal fragments, which should be really interesting. I think this might be where we get those red glasses, too, that were introduced a long time ago that no one's been able to obtain yet. So that should be, I think it's just something to help kind of like tide us over until the expansion pack. Now that the Harvest Festival is done, you know, we got, you know, about 20 days in between here where everything's just kind of like, the expansion pack is coming.
Can you believe it's only like 20 days?
Oh, I know.
I feel like when they released like the Outer Gun was going to come out, like it took forever for it to actually come out. Whereas this one, I feel like they released it in the last week or something, you know?
And with this, too, I mean, you know, after the fan fest is over, it's like, you know, a couple days later, if you're playing the expansion, which kind of had me worried at first, because I was like, you know, what are the announcements going to be like at that? If, you know, it's only a few days away, like, it's possible that, you know, the boxes might have been shipped to retailers and stuff already, and, you know, there might be stuff on the box, you know, that would get leaked, and there wouldn't be any surprises, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, oh, man.
Okay.
I'm getting so pumped for this expansion.
Yeah, no. They announced that they're going to do a preparatory update on November 5th, which actually will be, what, Tuesday? No. That's tomorrow, Monday. I don't know how long it is.
But it won't matter because they'll still be able to play while they're updated. Gameplay will
not be interrupted.
Which will be nice.
Who knows what can happen? Yeah. Like, oops. Emergency World Service. Log out now.
Log out now, or you will be disconnected.
You got the mass server. We're trying to lose out there.
quick mention in between all of this stuff. Odin getting full. Unsure about ordering dessert.
I felt like server. I needed to be funny. Like, yeah, I just woke up, actually, I saw that, and I'm just like,
I actually appreciated that. I thought it was really funny. Anyways, the Odin server looks as though it's kind of overcrowded. Which is kind of random, because it's like, okay, Odin server? Like, you wouldn't think that, like...
Well, I think a while ago, I think there were a couple other servers that had this issue, too. I think one of them was Bahamut, if I'm not mistaken.
Anyways, they're doing an Odin World emigration, which will start on November 1st. Actually, it was a couple days ago, through November 12th. And then, the maintenance for that will be on the 12th. So, if you are on the Odin server and you wish to emigrate somewhere, let them know.
Your options are Hades and Remora.
Here's an idea. Yeah. You transfer to Odin right now and steal all the things you can, and then you get a free emigration off.
There you go.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm gonna do it.
Go to.
That's really not a bad idea, dude. That's like an awesome idea.
Go to, like, what you do is you go to ffxiah.com and look up, like, the really expensive things on those servers.
There you go.
And go over and make a bundle.
Yeah, now,
anyways.
Another thing to mention, too, this maintenance on November 12th. It's a maintenance that was already scheduled prior to this whole emigration thing. So I would assume that they'll be having an update probably with more Wings of the Goddess content or something at that time.
Yay.
So, I mean, the update coming on November 5th, it looks like a pretty small update. I think they said it's only going to take like 10 minutes or so to download. You know, whether this is going to be, you know, something we'll be able to dat mine and like start to find out stuff or not, you know, who knows.
But, I hope so.
I hope so, too, because I remember when Ottergon came out, like, I was looking up stuff for Puppet Master. Like, I pretty much knew, like, exactly where I needed to go for Puppet Master, like, before the expansion even came out. Like, there was this, like, key item, like, puppet frame thing. It was, like, it's somewhere in the Arapago Reef. I'm like, well, okay, I'll have to go there sometime to unlock Puppet Master. And sure enough, you know, I zoned in Arapago Reef with the Puppet Master thing. Ta-da! But,
ta-da!
I felt like saying ta-da. So, yeah, that'll be pretty cool. All
right. Okay, the FanFest recap video for 2006 is out there.
It's really, I was kind of excited to see this because, you know, apart from just pictures, you know, that's all we really know about from last year's Fans Fest. Is just to see a video, I was kind of excited about this. And so I go to check it out, and it's just like Ottergon battle music playing, and they're just like, half of the video was like showing like the developers like Q&A like conference session or whatever, and you couldn't hear what anyone was saying because it was just music.
Yeah, right.
So I mean, what? I appreciate the effort, but you know, if you guys could take it a step up for this year and not release it like a year later, that'd be great.
I hope you had the time.
I think me and Taken will have a video camera, so maybe we'll just make our own. Yeah, we'll just do the PFA recap for this year. Another thing too to mention on the Osaka page, it's, you know, kind of hard to get all the details since it's in Japanese and I don't read Japanese. But they actually updated their shop page, and you can buy like the starter rings from each nation. So you have like, the Sandorian ring.
Totally, they're really, really cool looking too.
But they're
actually,
also like $100 ish.
How much are they again?
Yeah, but they're really cool looking.
They are really cool looking, but I don't have that kind of money to spend on a ring. I mean, that granted, that means like
bling.
Yeah, I mean, granted, you know, since they're, you know, kind of pricey, that means like they're gonna be good quality. They're not like those little like spider rings you get in your
trick-or-treat
bag or anything.
They're actually made of metal or whatnot.
Right. I wonder if they're
like
in fire crystal.
They're engraved on the inside of them.
Yeah, I mean, they look pretty really cool.
Like the Sandoria one, on the inside of it, it's engraved the Kingdom of Sandoria, and then the Republic of Bastok on the Bastok one, and the Federation of Windurst one, which looks
pretty
really cool.
I'm kind of pumped.
Does it come with does it come with instructions for the secret handshake too?
Yeah, right.
No, it doesn't. You have to mail in for the decoder ring on that.
You should already know the secret handshake.
I know, right? Wow.
Anyway, there's gonna be a secret handshake to get into my mog house. I'll have to teach you guys.
Actually, more importantly, on the FanFest.
Your kink.
More importantly,
I like that pause after that. That was nice.
Oh, jeez. Oh,
God. Okay. The FanFest is sold out. Actually, we should have mentioned this first.
Yeah.
So if you are planning on buying tickets online now, you can't do it. Even though they said that they're sold out, they're saying limited number of tickets will be available at the door.
Which is great, because that's what I want to do. I want to plan this huge like flight across the country, book a hotel, and then get there and be like, sorry.
Yeah, sorry, sold out.
So it's probably more for the locals. But well, yeah. So,
anyways, so
there you go.
If you have not already booked your, you know, vacation to Sacramento, California, you are out of luck, my friend.
Sacramento,
unless isn't it? Wait, no, I'm
Anaheim.
Sorry. I meant Anaheim, not Sacramento.
Sacramento.
I'm not gonna be there.
Well, clearly, if you're going to Sacramento, you're gonna be looking in the wrong town.
I still want a Gabby bag real bad. Okay, so that's pretty much all that we have for that stuff, and
more
information as we get it, we'll post on the site. Yeah. What are you saying?
I said a couple of mentions too. This week we had the last little treat for the Harvest Festival. It was the comic, which is pretty cool.
It's very low.
I got a lot of cool responses from that. So thank you to you guys. Hopefully, I'll try and. Get a few more out there.
I love how Kieran's house has rocking chairs, like on the front porch there.
Sometimes you just need a rocking chair, man.
You do. I can has astral candies. Okay. Anyways.
Wow.
Wow.
Just
needed to toss it out there, but going back to Fan Festival, I posted this earlier, but as you know, the weeks are coming here, we're going to release a little more information about this, but as of right now, myself along with Tyken and Mr. Coffee from Bahamut will be attending the festival. We will be doing episodes from the festival. They won't be live, but we're definitely going to work on getting stuff out from the event, so you know, keep an eye out for that. We'll get more details out hopefully the next week or so before the event.
On that same line, T-shirts. For those of you that have ordered T-shirts thus far, the T-shirts have been ordered. They will be in my hand on Monday, and they will be at your house before the Fan Festival, regardless of who you are and where you live. If you live on the moon, you have to wait until the you know, the space shuttle launches and all that good stuff, but we're getting them out to you. So, for those of you that... go ahead.
We'll be giving stuff at FanFest also. FF Encyclopedia has a booth there, and we've got a bunch of things we bought that we're going to give out. We're going to have some contests at the booth. I won't be there, but Gahu and Mirren and Christiander and Charitu will be manning our booth, and we've got some Tonberry plush toys, some DVDs, and other fun stuff to give out. So if you're going to go, come check out our booth and enter our contests.
That's pretty awesome.
Very cool.
That is awesome. I wish I had a Tonberry plush.
Dude, I know, right? I want the little Chocobo baby plush doll that they had for sale at the Osaka event. That's what I want to
put that on my desk at work so people will be like, what's this?
And then you'll start the speech. You'll like bring out some cue cards, you'll like launch a PowerPoint.
Take this DVD home and install it on your computer. Tell me what you think. Yes, I do that kind of
thing. Thank you for listening. This has been... Steak.
Have a free copy of Final Fantasy XI. It is a great game.
I like it very, very much.
Hey, Mark. It is a virtual world where it exists whether you are there or not. And we have very much
I am a paladin. I block with my shield. Bam.
I have been playing for 4 years, and I still am enjoying it. I find new and exciting things to do every day. Okay, let's
wow.
Wow.
Buy yourself a copy of Vanguard Collection 2008.
Oh, not we're gonna start this now, aren't we?
You should do the whole intro to the show like that, like the little snip. Just be like, hello and welcome to this is Pet Food Alpha. I've been
that sounds like
this
the text to speech bot I've been using like the last couple episodes. I don't know if people will be able to tell the difference or not.
Remember that time when you were all okay.
yeah.
So messed up.
Getting a little off
topic. That's all we got, man. Holy moly.
For news.
Yeah, for news.
That's like
yeah,
half
I know.
An hour. Oh my
god. That was a lot of news and stuff to go over.
Such a lot of awesome. Dude, how pumped
exciting
are you guys shaman about this expansion?
I'm very excited about the expansion. I unfortunately haven't really been playing the game over the last couple weeks.
Well, you got a
good
reason.
For obvious reasons. So, my whole in-game thing is going to be very short. So,
right. Out of the two jobs that are that have been announced so far, what do you guys think you're gonna level? Like, do you think you're gonna do dancer?
Both.
Do you think you're gonna do both?
Both.
Scholar sub dancer.
Probably scholar.
Scholar sub dancer.
I don't think I could
level
say
one,
at all. I don't think I could say either at this point. It's all going to depend on like what the jobs can do and like, you know, and like what the abilities of the job right are and what the spells of the scholar are. It's going to be like, all right.
I think a scholar sub dancer would be like a stripper that's like trying to work her way through college. For some reason, you said that, and that's what just came into my mind, and I thought it was amusing.
Hey man, strippers need love too, dog.
So in game.
Anyway.
Wow.
Yeah. So, Mushy.
Yeah.
Why don't you enlighten us with what you've been doing in game for this past week?
I've been leveling Puppet Master. I'm only at level 42 right now, but it's because I have to stop every 10 levels and like wait a day and get that new head. And
right.
It's a huge pain, but I mean, my entire leveling has been offset. But like every other day, there's two move people on my blacklist.
Oh, that's lame.
Wait, now let me ask you a question. You know those two new puppet heads they introduced? What, like last month or something?
Mm-hmm.
2 months ago? Do you have either of them yet?
Yeah, I got the white mage head. I can't get the black mage head until 50. But
okay, now does this
white mage
head, does it, I know it like cures everyone in the party, but is it actually decent at it?
Well, it can be. I know at 61, it gets cure 5, and the only other thing that gets cure 5 is white mage.
Oh, that's awesome.
And, I mean, the thing about puppet master curing is when the puppet cures someone, it's totally hate-free.
It's just like a dragoon.
The doll
doesn't
get
any
hate?
Just like a whipper. Right. Yeah, the automaton gets no hate.
Wow.
For like busting out a cure 5.
Does it get like buffs and haste and stuff like that?
The automaton?
I don't. No,
yeah,
I don't
no like the automaton can't like haste anything. No, it can use
no like
spells.
She means like if you cast Protectra, it doesn't get Protect, right?
No, you can't. Mm-hmm.
No,
that.
I meant did it cast Protectra and haste?
Oh, then I'm just retarded then. So
it happens. It happens.
It's okay though.
No,
it's all right.
It can cast it can cast Regen 1 through 3. It can cast Cure up to 5, and then it can cast all the Gnaw spells.
Oh,
and as well as enfeeble, the white mage head also enfeebles.
Wow,
that's awesome.
And if you put like this speed casting attachment on it, the mana booster, I think you can get its casting time down like pretty low. It's like every 28 seconds, every 22 seconds. I don't really know, but yeah, it's really useful. I mean, I use it like when if in a party, like I was just in a party, we had a red mage and a summoner, and like a monk tank. And it was nuts, so I used my white mage head because we needed the extra healing, and you know, he never died, and it was great, and we got a good, great experience.
Nice.
Hot.
And then I added 2 people to my blacklist, but...
You know, my only experience with Puppet Master was a buddy of mine who used to play the game, who shall remain nameless. We duoed Puppet Master from 1 to 17, and we just had a ball. It was just a lot of fun, and my experience has been great with Puppet Master. I like it. But it's still 17, though.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's just like it can take a lot of commitment because you can get all the attachments at level 1. And I mean, like, some of them are about 500k on my server, and like, I just can't afford some of the really good ones.
Right.
I mean, there's I have almost all of them.
There's so much customization that you can do that just it adds a whole different level to Puppet Master that you know all the other jobs don't have.
Which makes me wonder, like, what are they get the new jobs? I have a feeling that like the new jobs are going to have some of this customization. Sort of, because that's sort of the way that they're going. They want you to be able to play the job the way you want to play it. You know,
it's true.
Yeah,
I mean,
because I mean, like the scholar and its grimoires,
right? Yeah, exactly.
It's kind of like play what you want to do.
They like the diverse,
like Barbie.
Yeah.
No, that's not like.
Or it'll be you know play how you want to, and then all the parties will be play how we want to.
It's like Mr. Potato Head, because the potato is the same, just the face is different.
Maybe that'll be the third job.
Mr. Potato Head?
I would take that to 75.
I would totally too.
I would get the Darth Vader,
like,
Mr. Potato Head.
I'm take the angry eyes. The angry eyes. Oh, that you provoke. Do you want me to take the glasses eyes? All right, I'll take the glasses eyes instead.
Maybe I'll get a mustache. Right, just right the there, boots. Below the big
fake mustache.
Okay, that's going on a really stupid tangent. anything else you've been doing, Mushy?
No. I need to share this though. I met someone. I speak Japanese. That's what I'm going to college for.
Nice.
So, and I can type in Japanese. Like, I'm able to type in Japanese in Final Fantasy XI. So I talk to Japanese party members all the time. And I'm in this party, and this guy starts yelling at us. He's like, quit talking in Japanese. This game is English. So I sent him a tell. I'm like, no, this game came out in Japan like months before we even got it. It's Final Fantasy. It's by Square Enix.
Actually, it was a year and a half before.
It was a decent amount of time.
And he just refused to believe
it. Oh man,
what a schmuck!
It's an international game. It's not even like Japanese. I mean,
I was like, they wouldn't allow me to type in Japanese and it was ridiculous.
Oh, this game is English.
Yeah, I said something in my link shell, and they're like, what's his name? We all want to yell at him.
You should have given it to him.
No, I did.
Awesome. All right.
Ganyman.
Yo.
What about you, man?
I've been doing a lot of meriting lately with my warrior. I like putting my great axe into the face of some monsters. It's nice. Pretty fun. But I have no end game link shell, and the only one that I would have any desire to join on my server is a European link shell, and the playtimes just don't match up. But I've been trying to solo my pop items in Sky to get things that I need. And once I get them, I'll have help to kill the gods and stuff. It's just people are like, "What? I have my own link shell to go farm items with. I don't need you." Like, oh, okay. But I have some loyal friends, and they've been helping, which is great. And but warrior is my new fun thing. And after hearing scholar, I'm not all that interested. And I think I'll still be putting my great axe in the face of monsters in the past. But yeah, that's what I've been doing, and kind of drop my blue mage. I don't think I'll be playing that much anymore. Warrior's a lot more fun.
Word.
Nice.
True.
All right. I guess I'll go next, cause, mine'll be pretty short. I haven't been playing for the last couple of weeks because of the birth of my son here. that I have that he's been sleeping the whole time, but he's still into it. He's smiling. Anyways, so I plan to get back into the game and get really pumped about the expansion again. Obviously today the announcement of the Scholar is pretty interesting. So I don't know. Obviously going back in time is a pretty sweet sweet thing. But yeah.
You're gonna have to come to Carbuncle, man.
Yeah, that's what you keep saying.
Together.
Bahamut.
Bahamut. Please.
Bahamut's where it's at.
Please.
I've been thinking of moving to Bahamut, actually.
We're named after a giant dragon. You're named after a blue glowing squirrel.
That squirrel will kick your ass.
Phoenix.
With its non-endgame link shells.
Lol.
Phoenix is a pretty random server, too, actually, though. Like Alexander.
Hey, we had the Ballista runner-ups and first relic in the game and stuff like that. We had the first Dark Knight to get any relic in the game, which is pretty nice.
Zoning you right now.
We're not nobodies.
He's owning you. Your face. Bam!
Ooh, snap. But anyways...
Ooh, son!
So I haven't been playing, but I will be. I'm actually playing more Viva Pinata for the Xbox right now because, gives me a chance to kind of watch the kid while playing. And it's something that I can play while the kids are in the room, so that's pretty cool. Like, when the kids go to bed, I'll play, like...
Manhunt.
Graw or whatever. Like, Daddy, what are you doing? Oh, nothing. Just shooting people in the head.
All right. Can I watch? Can I play?
Like, we'll see. No. Yeah, and then after Wings comes out, it's like, Daddy, what are you doing? I'm dancing. Watch me dance. Watch me frolic amongst the orcs in Roundfire.
Dance. You can dance if you want to.
Anyway, but I'll be a Taru dancing. I mean... You get the Taru dancing at Summerfest, so...
Taru dancing. You
know, we don't need any more of that.
I need to see a Galka dancer.
I wonder if there's like a union for all those Taru dancers at the Sunbreeze stuff. Because there's like all over the place. There's like the Taru dancing union.
The local 106. Taru dancing union.
Wow.
Well, all right, who's next? Who wants to go?
That's my new link shell.
the local 106.
Fusion should go next.
I should.
Go ahead, Fusion.
All right, what did I do this week? We did a Byakko tonight, which is pretty cool. We got D-Legs and Hidate to drop, so that was nice. That means I'm up next for D-Legs.
Wait. I thought you were up next for D-Legs for the past year and a half.
I have been... when I had the most points out of the people that wanted them.
Oh, no.
But things happen. I need Gil, and I cash some points in. So
Gils.
I'll get him eventually. Other than that, I've been trying to get this one Bastok mission done. Me and some friends, we've been talking about switching over to Sandorian Allegiance and just plowing through the missions for that and just going around to all the nations and getting rank 10 in all of them. So I can't switch until I have this one mission done, which has been kind of an annoyance. It's you got to go into Romave, and there's a question mark that spawns, like respawns in the whole area, like every 15 minutes. And this is for Bastok, what was it, 7-1.
Oh.
And so you got to clear the area, and then you got to pop the guys, and you got to kill them before, the stuff moves around again. So I went out there with a friend, and we tried to do it, and... We thought we had a good location where stuff wouldn't aggro us, so because we didn't know if we'd have enough time to clear everything, and we made a lot of friends during that fight. So I'll be trying that again sometime this week.
Smooth.
Yeah.
You're a good man, Charlie Brown.
But yeah, other than that, just been refreshing the developer's blog website every 10 minutes last night, waiting for new stuff to come out. So, I'm so pumped for this expansion pack. I'm trying to get a bunch of stuff ready for FanFest. There's a lot of cool stuff that'll be happening with PFA for that. And that's pretty much it for this week.
True.
Chinchilla?
Let's see. I'm trying to level my thief before the expansion comes out so I can get that at 75. I'm 69 now, which is kind of irritating because every party I get in, I only end up with like 5k more EXP. And it takes like, you know, 2 hours.
Yeah,
to
like
get that.
Right around like 68 or 71-ish. It's just like no one wants to invite you. All the parties suck and they last like a minute. Like they're horrible.
I just don't get it. I've been like soloing so much.
What are you on Thief?
Yeah.
What do you solo on Thief?
The Lesser Colibri right outside.
Oh, right. Okay. Everyone
and they're
solos
awesome
because
they're still giving me like 60 XP a kill.
Nice.
So they're not bad, but you know, I want to get 10, 12k an hour, not 60 XP a kill.
Right.
But then I also had, other than that, just the basic stuff. Did Dynamis Zarkabard on Tuesday. Cool. It was fun. I think we had, what did we have dropped? Brain Fart! Oh, Summoner Horn. Samurai Head. And something else that wasn't really important. But still no Red Mage Hat. Alas. I'll get it someday.
Right.
Then I was farming actually something in the Boihada tree, and I've got my NPC out, and he's a Galka, and he's whacking on stuff with me, and I get this tell from a GM, and I'm like, oh no, like I know I haven't done anything stupid,
right?
And I'm like I didn't like harass anyone, you know. I know it's not like some complaint against me, mm-hmm. And it's this like SGM who's like, hey, you know. Me and the guys on my shift all listen to the show when it comes out every week.
That's
and I'm
so
like,
awesome.
I'm like, what? Wait,
that's
what?
Hot.
I'm like, am I going to jail?
It's like, we think you're awesome. Am I going to jail? It's all a
and,
ploy.
It was really cool. And then,
See, the thing is like, you don't ever want to get a random tell from a GM.
No, I would totally like...
Because a few, like last month or something, I was down camping the Minstrel's Co. NM, and the same GM like sent me just like a happy face. Like,
nice.
And I like... But I was like asleep because I AFK'd there, so when I woke up, hopefully the NM would be up.
Right.
Yeah.
And I wake up and it's just a happy face for a GM. I'm like, oh no. And then I'm like, wait, I'm still in the grotto. I wasn't doing anything wrong, was I?
Oh man!
I'm like, was I standing on the ledge, funny and like hovering? Come on, what's going on?
So anyway, we
got to give them a shout out. It's like the graveyard team. They work like nights.
Graveyard
shout
crew.
Out to them.
GMs,
those
rock
GMs,
on.
They're definitely
beds,
the best team. They're the best. They kick butt. They say hi to me.
Are they all like on the same server? Or are they just like all
the GMs?
I never.
No. The GMs that you were talking about, like those night people, are they like all?
They were all working together in like the same office, I think.
Well, the GMs can jump to all the servers.
Right.
Oh, they can? I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're not assigned servers. They all go to all servers.
Cool.
So if you see the same guy twice, you're pretty lucky to see that.
Tell the GMs to come over to Kujata and say what's up to steak.
What? Yeah, really.
No way, they're my friends, son.
I remember when Squig or whoa, when Shin was
so
telling
much
me this.
Cooler than me.
No way, cool. I want them to like take me with them to like ban someone, like how we used to like a ride along.
Like, yeah, all right, that'd
Shin,
be so cool.
Give me the
oh
GM
God.
Logo
like,
above my name. Let's go.
Three.
Yeah.
This dude is down. He's been fishing for 46 hours.
Let's go get us some
straight.
Fishing bots.
You'll be like the camera crew on Cops following the DM.
Okay, Chinchilla, grab the end of my cape and we'll fly away.
I start glowing and stuff like the GMs when I touch the cape. Like, I got
or
the
like,
power.
Or he casts a spell on you and you're equipped with all the GM gear all of a sudden and you're like, come on, let's do this.
If that happened, I'd stop and like say and say. I'd be like, psst. I make this look good. You'd be like, banned. I'm like, no.
I remember,
you need to have some Taru like, GMs.
Hold this band stick. Whoa! Whoa. Watch where you're swinging that thing.
No, but it's, I think it's really cool that, like, you know, I don't know if they have like an actual interest in like playing the game, but it's cool to think that they like downloaded a Final Fantasy podcast to listen to while they're working. I mean,
right.
And they definitely seem pretty laid back. Weird. They weren't like, all right, if you go near that pond, I'm going to ban you. You know, stop moving, you know. It's just laid back and cool.
I think that's a popular misconception, is that all they do is ban people.
Yeah, well, I mean, another thing, too, is, like, I got to give props to all those GMs, because, like, can you imagine putting up with people's random, like, crap and squabbling?
It's a sucky thing to do.
Yeah.
He called me a noob.
I want him banned.
He asked if he could borrow my sword, and he'd give it right back, and I gave it to him, and then he logged off, and I haven't seen him for a week.
I threw my bomb at her.
Gotta give credit to how polite they are, too, because I'd just be like, you bumming, peace.
When I was at the Square Enix offices, I met the GMs. We got taken into their GM, like,
right.
Call center room or whatever it is. And
whoa, the GM
there were guys like, yeah, and they're all just logged into Final Fantasy, and they got their, like, call ticketing system up. And you see them, they're, like, at Fafnir waiting for pops. Like watching people, and they're invisible. You don't even know they're there, and you can't target them or anything. And they're like running circles around people, waiting for the drama to happen. Or like, then a call comes in, and you see them jump servers and stuff. But
we know they're there.
Oh yeah, they're watching.
You know, when you're running, and you just hit something, and you realize there's no one you.
Yeah, you know all those invisible walls. That's the GM.
Yeah.
Word. We love the GMs, though. Like, they are really courteous. Like, I was talking to a GM, like, a few weeks ago, and it was just like, I just wanted to notify you of this, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, thank you very much, Stig. We really appreciate you notifying us. We will start an investigation immediately.
I think something that's a macro that they have.
That's yeah, probably.
They probably have, like, thank a macro set much. For, like, each, like, situation.
Thank you very much, bracket, name bracket.
Yeah.
Well, something I like, I had to call them for one of my many blacklists, is they're like, hello, puppet master Mushashi.
Yeah.
I threw my job in there for no reason.
No, what would be
that's
cool
just
is...
he was getting a kick that someone actually is leveling the job, puppet master.
I want to make a GM call and have them be like, what's up, Raffle Derg, Fusion X? I'd be like, dude,
win.
Screenshot.
It was so cool, though. Like,
I'd
definitely
be so thrilled.
Huge shout out to those guys.
I'd be so
doing
thrilled
a good
if
job.
I got a random
haven't ran into many fish bots lately. There was a funny behemoth last week, but we'll get into that later. I'll just break some
dude,
skulls
come,
or something. I'll take care of it, guys.
Dude, send me a tell. Say what's up. That'd be cool.
Yeah,
I'm lonely.
It's no you way. Know what's really the awesome part is knowing that. There are people out there, like GMs, that actually listen to the show.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Even if it's to, like, get, doing. Like, a kick out of, like, just us complaining. Like, that's funny
yeah,
to me.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Especially since, like, that's their job, is to listen to people complaining. Yeah. They, like, go out of their way to, like, listen to us complain. It's like we complain better
God.
Or something.
That steak guy doesn't that's... give us a loan.
You complain no. in proper set structure.
GMs, shoot me
like
a couple mil. Shoot me a couple mil.
Remember that
$9 billion
that was taken off the game? Put it back and put it in my inventory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, I'll sit in my mog house. I know you can only send 1 million at a time. I'll just keep taking it out.
Exactly.
Just give me an Aegis. Just give me an extra Aegis. I won't, you know.
Yeah, just shoot me a Mandow. We'll be all set.
Nice.
You can sign it. You know,
dude, how cool would that be to get some rare X item signed by, like, a GM or something?
Dude, I would wear that, like, even if it was just, like, a bronze harness, like, signed by, you know,
dude,
GM.
Dude, seriously, though?
I would wear that everywhere.
Seriously, though? I did accidentally drop my Emperor's hairpin.
Oh, man.
Like, not Empress hairpin. Emperor's hairpin. It was a long time ago. Like, and it was, like, a few weeks before I realized it was gone. Like,
ooh.
And I came back and I was like, wait a minute, where the heck, what? And I was like, oh.
It's been a true of head and lost to have never gotten at all.
Yeah.
Kind of like that one time Ty was camping it and he forgot to, he was in a party with someone else that they were getting it and they both passed.
Oh, no. Well, you can zone out and back in and
Well, they hadn't even realized it. By the time it just said you can't, like, obtain this, and they're just kind of like, oops.
Sucks.
Sounds like something right. I would do.
Well, let's move right along, shall we?
All right. Into a treasure coffer.
Treasure coffer. All right, what was the... what was our
last question? Week's last question week. Was, how many soldiers did the Beastmen Confederate have in the Battle of Jugner?
The answer to last week's question was...
100,000.
100,000.
Which is kind of a big number when you think about it.
It is kind of, right. The answer...
A big number. That is a big number.
Yeah, I right. haven't heard you say that before when we had Ganny on.
What?
What?
That's exactly what you said when we had him on talking about the fundraiser. Like, that's not like a lot of money. That is a lot of money. You don't remember that?
She likes to talk about my big things.
Whoa. Oh,
unbelievable. God.
MT.
Unbelievable. Miss Tell. Abort. Exit. Log out.
Abort.
Unequipped okay. Pearl. Go.
Excuse me, Red Mage Ganny, man.
The winner for last week's treasure coffer was Evan Galleon from the Diablos server.
Wait, yay.
Was it Diablos? I think it was Diablos.
Yeah.
Yes. So, congratulations to you on your treasure coffer win. Now, this week's treasure coffer, Chinchilla.
Oh, true. My turn
true.
To do a quest.
Oh, whoa.
True, whoa, hey, oh, yo, wait, wait. Oh.
Easy.
All right. In the game, there are three, like, rumored to be lucky items. What are they?
And no, it's not anything to do with the dragoon.
Why would it have anything to do with the dragoon?
I don't know.
I was just going to ask the same question.
I felt the need to stress that.
Complicate the situation.
Yeah, just to confuse
Good
people.
Job. Good job. Right. Now we're going
to
get like.
Well, if we're talking about luck, it has nothing to do with Dragoon, Dark Knight, or Puppet Master. Because if they had any kind of luck, they would get party invites.
I get party
invites.
Okay, so three lucky items.
To answer treasure coffer, all you have to do is log into our forums and send a personal message to. Treasure coffer.
Not to me.
And do not.
Not to Stake, not to Chin, not to Squig, not to Kieran. To Treasure Coffer.
Not to Pet Food Alpha. Not to PetFoodAlpha@gmail.com. Send a personal message to Treasure Coffer with the correct answer. Do not forget your character name, your server, and your address. If you do not send me your address, I have to disqualify you. I am sorry.
Oh,
okay. Remember. Do it.
All right.
That's treasure cover for this a week. Now, we'll go into the emails. We only got one email. We'll go over one email this week.
Yeah, we're kind of running towards an hour here. Let's try to...
Yeah. It comes from Lycan, who hails from the Siren server. He says, hey, PFA, what's up? First, I would like to say congrats to Stake on the new baby. All the best wishes to you and yours. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Okay, secondly, I have a question about something weird that I've been seeing across Vanadil. There are certain situations where I see Moogles pop up in weird locations in the major cities. One example would be in southern Sandoria near the entrance to North Sandy. When I place my cursor on it, it disappears. I've also seen weird Moogles in Port Bastok on the bridge, and also in Windurst near the main fountain in Windurst Woods. I've never seen one pop up in Juno. Basically, I was wondering if any of you guys have ever experienced this, or know what it could be. Thanks. P.S. Bomb Waffles plus one for the win. Signed Lycan. From the side.
I've actually seen that in Juno myself.
I have, yeah.
And I was actually able to target it and get a menu out of it.
Yeah.
And then it disappeared on me. Like, I turned the camera or something, and it disappeared on me when I did that. It sounds like some dot hack stuff going on to me.
Yeah,
it does. Totally. I was waiting for the airship once, and I was just standing there, and all of a sudden, popped up right next to me. I was like, whoa. And I targeted
it. What's going on, dude?
I targeted it and tried to like open a menu, but it wouldn't give me a menu. It was just floating there.
Right.
I got the change job menu out of it when I did it.
Yeah, I was able to do that, but before I could do anything to it, it just kind of
Oh, you know what though? Like, I remember a while back there were like some people that got caught with some kind of hack that allowed them to change their jobs anywhere in Vanadil. Maybe that was Maybe that was a
maybe somebody's kind of a residual doing that, you're effect. Catching, yeah.
Leftover broken data everywhere.
It's dot hack, man. The game.
Dude, I want the creepy white girl to hand me a bracelet. I'll go take care of those fishing bots.
In a while. Maybe he's in a
Before we get into another like tangent here. But yeah, another thing too is there's one Oogle that I've always been kind of questioning about is in Bastok, Port Bastok. Yeah, what's that all about?
I know what that's for. I'll tell you what that's all about.
Uh-oh.
When you go to FanFest and you get your gobby bag, there's going to be a little piece of paper in your gobby bag with a code on it. And that code is going to be something that you give to the Event Moogle, and the Event Moogle will give you your in-game item from FanFest.
How do you Ooh. Give him the code, though?
You're going to get a code. It's going to be like a card or some kind of printout in your gobby bag.
This they probably tie something to your character, don't they, Ben?
I don't think so. Really? I think you could actually give the in-game item to anybody if you really wanted to, but that'd be kind of silly.
That's kind of weird. So
you go talk to the Event Moogle, and he will give you your item through something they drop in your gobby bag. And I hope I'm not spoiling the surprise, but I think that's what they did at the last FanFest also.
Huh.
So that's what the Event Moogle is all about.
It's been there, and it just talks to me.
Well, you've probably seen the Japanese people with their Moogle caps.
Yep, I've seen those.
And we get Nomad caps. Right. That's where they've got their Moogle caps from. The Event Moogles gave them away.
Mm, okay. Huh. I always wondered about that damn Moogle right
and
there.
And I think that they're in each town.
Lol, did you say
Moogle? But the only one I've seen is Bastok. He's kind of
he said Moogle.
Blimey,
Harry!
What is wrong with you?
People have been after today when I logged on and I was telling everyone about Scholar because apparently nobody like looks for all this update news. If someone's like, "Lol, it's like Harry Potter," I'm like, "It's nothing like Harry." I mean, it's got Harry glasses. Potter? Like, okay, yeah. Glasses.
How is that like magic? Dude, you know what the best Harry Potter idea ever is? And I came up with this. You ready? Ready? Ready?
No, but go ahead.
A Harry Potter MMORPG.
Oh.
How slick would that be? Like, you create a character, and everybody's at, like, Hogwarts, and, like, you do side quests and all kinds of stuff. That would be hot. Anyways.
What? No.
I just got paid $10 from EA for that.
Yeah, right. Don't give EA any more ideas.
Yeah. No, actually, if they make it, they better give me more than $10. So that if nobody else has anything else, that's all I got for this week.
That's pretty much.
Anyone? Anyone? Bueller? Bueller?
I'm giving away 50 copies of Wings of the Goddess.
Oh, good call.
Sunday, what is it, the 4th? I think Sunday is the 4th.
Yeah.
At midnight Pacific time, so if you get... So that's right now. So you got, 23 hours to enter from the time we record. And I'm giving away 50 copies. There's under 800 entries right now, so the odds are still pretty good. And good luck to all who have entered. And sorry for the people who have given me multiple entries. You're not going to win.
At all or just for the secondary entries?
At all.
No, at all. They're disqualified.
Oh, noes. That stinks.
And I know where you live now at multiple addresses, so I will find you.
Give their address to Kieran, okay? Because
I will not give you a copy.
He's got the special waffles. All right. Our email address, as always, is petfoodalpha@gmail.com. Check out our website, petfoodalpha.com. Our forums are very interesting. Throw up a forum on the Scholar. And actually, we should already have one by now. Yeah, so let us know what you guys think. And we will see you back here next week. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you very much to Mushi and Gani for joining us. Very much appreciate you guys joining us.
I feel special being here.
Yeah, right. You are special for being here. No, you're special. You're special anyways, not just because you're here. That's what I'm trying to say.
Thanks, guys.
Yes, t-shirts will be out soon. Sweets. They're going to be really cool t-shirts. I got one for my little daughter.
Aww.
You guys wearing them at FanFest?
Yep.
We're going to be wearing them. Yeah. So everybody who's going to the FanFest who has a shirt, wear it the first day so we can pick you out and like make fun of you. No. We do want to get a group shot, a group photo. That would be really cool.
Yeah, so make sure you keep an eye out for the people wearing the PFA t-shirts.
I had an idea for a t-shirt, and... So it might be a little touchy subject, but it was a kind of funny idea.
And okay.
It was gonna say my account got hacked by Taj. I was kind of gotten out for free.
Nice.
Everybody could have these, you know, Taj hacked my account shirts.
That would have been awesome. You make bumper stickers and like little pins and. You like the whole thing.
Little mouse and, pads. Well,
that was my idea. If I was going, I'd foot the bill and I'd just give out t-shirts for free so everybody was wearing them.
That'd be pretty funny.
I won't be there, unfortunately. I know he will be there, so.
Oh my god, someone should bring it up at the, whatever that discussion is. With the people.
Oh, jeez.
Like, what are you going to do about this asshole sitting three rows back?
I say, Taj hacked my account and all I got was this lousy shirt.
Oh,
my age is gone. But I've got a t-shirt, so we're squares.
Word. Alright. Well, thank you everyone for paying attention and this long and joining us this week. We very much appreciate it.
What are you talking about?
Thank you for listening to the podcast.
The baby is sleeping, and I kind of poked its mouth, and he like makes this.
What?
It's not a toy. Steak is not a toy.
I have the baby in my arms, and he's sleeping. And I like kind of just like poked the like the bottom of his lip, and he makes this really funny face. I'm sorry. Anyways,
Yoda.
Terrible. Stop prodding your child, man.
The Yoda phone.
This ADD moment was brought to you by Steak. All right, I'm gonna end the show now.
Yeah.
Everybody, say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.